USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Residents of Sydney and its home state of New South Wales will now face fines of up to $3,700 for violating coronavirus stay-at-home orders, which were extended Saturday following a record number of daily COVID-19 infections in the area. While Australia has recorded a surge in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, its numbers still remain much lower than other wealthy countries across the globe. Richard Cortez, an Hidalgo County, Texas judge, discussed his recent meeting with Department of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and said he urged the chief to put a pause on immigration into the U.S.
And that was my recommendation to the secretary, that he just has to put a pause. I call it a moratorium, which I think by legal definition, that's a legal delay of a law, because we just, the volume is just too high.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.